take it to the floor. Come on, Smith, let's score. Take it to the floor.
Much better.
Come on, Smith, let's score.
Should we just do that every time?
Yeah, that looks good.
About two dozen young women in tank tops and sweatpants are lined up in two rows, learning to chant and clap in unison. They're holding cheerleading practice on a grassy field outside the campus gym.
How does that feel?
That was good.
This is the Smith College Spirit Squad, a two-year-old team of women who cheer on other women from the sidelines at rugby, volleyball, and basketball games. Unlike traditional co-ed sports schools, this squad is mostly made up of women who had never cheered before, like Nicole Rothenberger.
I went to a high school where cheerleading was very stereotypical, very catty, and I definitely had a lot of mixed feelings about joining the cheering squad just because I'd been an upper-level gymnast, and a lot of times you're either a cheerleader or you're definitely against cheerleading.
Rothenberger's teammates also say it took some self-convincing to even try out. 19-year-old Alex Golden had been a jock in high school.
Well, I never saw myself as a cheerleader. I always saw myself as, you know, a varsity athlete, softball player.
And Lorna Sylvester was a drama kid who made fun of the cheerleaders.
Oh, we used to just, like, call them ditzes and airheads. And
so how do you figure you guys are not like that?
Well, the sheer fact that this is Smith College, I think, provides a little bit of intelligence to the squad.
The majority of Smith cheerleaders are science majors. What got them to put on the red and black mini-skirted uniforms was the realization that this cheering squad is a twist on the stereotype. Again, Nicole Rothenberger.
It's a very different atmosphere cheering for a women's college, cheering with women who are so academically focused, but at the same time want to show their spirit and enthusiasm for athletics on Smith College.
But while these women have made peace with their preconceptions of pom-poms, the same cannot be said of the entire Smith community. This fall, when Smith officials posted a video of the Spirit Squad on the college's Facebook page, a lively discussion ensued. Current students and recent graduates were largely supportive, but many older alumnae were shocked.
My gut reaction was, I can't believe there's cheerleaders at Smith.
Lisa Hyder graduated from Smith in 1983 on the heels of the failed Equal Rights Amendment. She was among those chiming in on the Facebook page, most raising questions about the school's feminist credentials.
Saying, well, you have to understand that we're coming from a different place, and cheerleaders to us, it's sort of the anti-feminist ideal of the pretty woman cheering on the guys to victory while they're out there on the field actually doing something. And sometimes it seems to me like young women today take for granted some of the things that feminists fought for.
If anything, I would say the Spirit Squad is pro-feminist in the sense that we're a group of strong women supporting strong women.
Cheerleader Nicole Rothenberger.
And in my view, feminism is more about being able to have freedom and not having boundaries set in front of you. And by people saying, you know, cheerleading is, you know, not feminist, and that's like setting a boundary, saying we can't do it.
Bridging the feminist generation gap is not the only challenge for these neophyte cheerleaders. There's also the jumping, yelling, dancing, and gravity-defying human pyramids.
See how we're all doing it at different times? Okay, let's like go through it at regular pace. Okay.
Smith hired cheerleading coach Garnett Sherry, who has trained more traditional cheerleaders at co-ed schools, to bring the team up to professional standards. She says the women are certainly smart and committed enough to learn the moves. They just need to move beyond their cerebral tendencies and embrace the showmanship.
When it comes to them being naturally excited, that was something that we had to practice. They had to get over that fear of being judged and really take on the role of leading a crowd and being confident in what they were doing, regardless if it felt kind of silly or awkward. They realized that they got a much more positive response.
None of these women are planning a career with the Dallas Cowboys, but they say they're proud of how far they've come. Last year, the Smith Spirit Squad had only 9 members and still won the award for Best Student Organization. This year, the squad has almost tripled in size, and the stunts are getting more elaborate with every game. Their next appearance is the Tyler Memorial tip-off basketball game this weekend. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.
Beat the rivals!
Let's start. focus on clapping feet together too.
Do the hip on the
beat the rival. The, okay. Yeah. So when you're going.